Our scripture reading for this morning will come from the Gospel of Matthew. We will be reading from the 11th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. We'll be reading from verses 16 through 19, and then we'll skip down to read verses 25 through 30. And it is found on page 889 of your Pew Bibles. So this time, let us listen to God's word for us. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take your yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. It's the word of the Lord. Well, we are now well into the dog days of summer, and I confess that I've never really been a big summertime person, but I know many of you are summer people, that you love the summer, and I know why, because the summer is an invitation for you all to rest. In the summertime, the days are longer and hotter and hazier, and it's a good time to rest, a good time to take days off from the business of the world, to put away our cell phones, our emails, our internets, and take a few days to rest. I know that some of you have already started doing that. Some of you have found solace down at the shore. Others of you have been to the mountains. Some of you have been in other parts of the country visiting family and friends. But that's what the summer is about. It is an invitation to rest. In our text this morning, Jesus is also sending out an invitation to rest. It is an invitation to find solace in Him, not just during the summertime, of course, but in all times. Jesus says, come to me. Come to me, and I will give you rest. Rest for your soul. Rest for your life. Just come to me. That's the gracious invitation that the Lord makes this evening. An invitation of rest. We Americans, of course, have become increasingly careful about exclusions of any sort. But the first thing we need to acknowledge about our text this morning is that the Lord's invitation does not go out to everyone. It only goes out to certain people. It's an invitation that goes out to all those who are weary, to all those who are broken, to all those who are at the end of the rope. To all of those who are exhausted and weighing down by the burden of their own inadequacies, the burden of their own insufficiencies, the invitation goes out to them. These are the people whom the Lord beckons to come and find rest. It's not that Jesus desires to leave some people out. Jesus doesn't. He desires that everyone come to him, that everyone find rest. But usually the only people who can hear Jesus are the little ones, those who are the most desperate. If you like things the way that they are, if you are comfortable with your own achievements, your own success, your own ability to be able to pull yourself up spiritually and materially, then you might not be open to hear the Lord's invitation to rest. You might be preoccupied with congratulating yourselves on how busy you are, or how upright you are, or how you are able to keep everything together. But Jesus always had a special place in his heart for people like most of us. People struggling, people laboring, people often failing to keep everything together. And so the Lord's invitation is to all of us. Come to me, and I will give you rest. I like the old King James version of this text that my pastor used to recite every Sunday when I was a boy. Come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In Jesus' day, people were, of course, weighted down with all kinds of burdens. They were weighed down with political burdens. They were weighed down with economic burdens. Most people barely were able to eke out a living on the land. They were weighted down with social burdens. Life for the vast majority of people was tough. It was hard. Oftentimes, they were people who were burdened over. But that wasn't all. They were also burdened by the law, the religious law, the Torah, the law of Moses, as it was called. It was the law that regulated and determined the way that people should approach their relationship with God. The people were burdened in the very aspect of their life where they should have been able to come and find some solace, some peace, to find some rest and refreshment for their lives. They were burdened in the law of God. And the people who imposed those burdens were often the religious leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Someone counted, and there are over 600 commandments and ordinances in the Old Testament. They were laws that governed just about every aspect of one's life. They governed what you ate and what you did not eat, who you should touch and who you should not touch, when you should work and when you should not work, how you should sacrifice and what you should sacrifice and the times that you should sacrifice, when you went to work and when you didn't went to work, go to work, when you worshiped and when you did not worship. Every aspect of life was regulated by the law. It wasn't, of course, that the law was bad. The law was good. The law was what yoked people, tethered people to God. The law was what helped to keep the people holy. The law helped them to live into what it meant to be the people of God. And that was Israel's calling, to be the people of God. But the problem with the law, which is often the problem with laws in our own day and age, is that they were often interpreted and imposed not for the benefit of everyday ordinary people, but to protect the privileges of those in society who were the most powerful, the religious leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But it was in the midst of these burdens that Jesus came to remind the people that the relationship with God was not about keeping rules and regulations, but it was about the love and the graciousness of God. It was about loving God and loving neighbor. And so Jesus says, come to me. Come to me, all you who are tired. Come to me, all you who are weighted down by the law. Come to me, all of you who want to do right. All of you who want to be holy. All of you who want to live in God's grace, graciousness, come to me. And I will give you rest. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. That's not an easy invitation for many of us. When we look for saviors, we don't look for the humble and the gentle. We look for the loud and the arrogant and the brash. But Jesus, remember, is telling us something about God. He's telling us something about salvation. He's telling us something about what it means to find rest. And the world has its way of looking for salvation and finding salvation. And God has God's way of finding salvation, of leading us to the still waters and the green pastures. And Jesus says, come to me. Come to me if you're interested in rest. The fact is, we live in a world where people are still burdened down. We live in a world that still demands a lot of us. A world where we are weighed down, where we are exhausted, where we have our energy zapped from us, our life zapped from us, our vitality zapped from us. And it's in the midst of this kind of world that Jesus is calling all of us as well. There are some people who are burdened by many things. Some people are burdened down by the past. I was listening to the radio the other day, and it was talking about it. There was a man on the radio who was saying that he would never step foot in a church again. Something about his upbringing coming up, the God that he heard about in the church that he was brought up in was not a God of grace and love, but a God of judgment, a God that was often perceived as being up there looking down, ready to get him whenever he did anything wrong. And so he said, I had enough of that kind of God. I'll never step into another church again. And as he was talking, I became angrier and angrier. And then I realized that this is the kind of person who was on Jesus's heart. It's this kind of person that Jesus often called to. Come to me, he says. Jesus, come to me, and I will give you rest. There are some people who are burdened down by their incessant desires to live up to other people's expectations. People who are exhausted in trying to keep up with the Joneses. If I can only have this, if I can only obtain this, if I can only drive this kind of car, or live in this kind of house, or move out to this kind of neighborhood, then I'll be the kind of person that people will love and admire. And there are many people who are burdened by that. Burdened. Got to have this. Got to have the newest thing, the newest gadget. Got to have whatever people believe we need to have in order to be someone, in order to be a human being. But Jesus says, come to me. Lay those burdens down. Lay that desire down. Come to me. Some people will never accept you. There are some people who will never accept who you are, no matter what you do. Just like many people didn't accept John the Baptist, just like many people didn't accept Jesus, there are some people you can never satisfy, so don't try to satisfy anyone. Just come to me, and I will give you what you need. I will give you rest. Some people are burdened down by their fears. We have all kinds of things which cause us fear. Maybe it's fear about something that is going on inside of our bodies, and it causes us to be afraid. Maybe it's fear about the future. The future looks uncertain, and we don't know how things are going to turn out, and we become afraid. Or maybe it's the fear of other people, the fear of people who are different from us, the fear of change. Things are changing, and we become afraid. Jesus says, take those fears, the burdens of those fears, and lay them down at my feet. Come to me. Come to me, and I will give you rest. And of course, some people are burdened down by anger. I meet those kind of people every day, burdened by anger. They're angry because of what someone has done to them. They're angry at other people. They're just angry and mad at the world. And Jesus says to those people too, come, come, just come to me. Lay your anger down and come to me. And I will rid you of that anger. I'll give you what you need to live lives that glorify God. Come, says Jesus, and I will give you rest. Many of you, I'm sure, have read the little classic John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. The book is a 16th century allegory about the Christian life. The book is about a young man named Christian who embarks on a journey to the celestial city. And in the midst of his journey, he meets many interesting characters along the way, people who try to help him to get to the celestial city. But his journeys are hampered by the fact that he has to carry this great big burden on his back, this burden that is symbolic of all of his sins, all of his shortcomings. It's a burden that weighs him down, but he carries this burden all the way until he gets to the foot of the cross. And it's when he gets to the foot of the cross that the burden unravels and falls at the foot of the cross and then tumbles into a grave where it is buried there. And he is freed from his burdens and begins to enjoy the peace and the rest of God. The cross, of course, is the perfect symbol of self-giving love. It is at the cross where the Lord takes upon himself the weight of all of our sins, all of our shortcomings, all of our faults, all of our insufficiencies. Jesus takes them upon himself and buries them once and for all. And it is the Lord who hung upon that cross, the Lord who took all of our sins upon himself, who says to each and every one of us, come, come to me. If you want rest, come to me. If you want peace, come to me. If you want to be free from the burdens of the world, come to me. Come to me, because I am the only one who can give you what you need. Rest. When Jesus invites us to come to him, he is not just inviting us to himself, but he is inviting people to his body. He's inviting people to his church. He is inviting people to people like you and to people like me. We are the place of rest in the world. It's in this place. We are the place where people find refreshment. We are the place where people come to alleviate the burdens and to know that God wills salvation for everyone. We are that place because it's here in this place where we learn what it means to love God and to love our fellow human beings. And it's that love, which lies at the center of what salvation is all about. The Apostle Paul says in the book of Romans that right now the whole world is groaning. The whole world is groaning under the travails of sin and brokenness. The whole world is. But one day, the whole world will find its rest. One day, the whole world will be permeated with the love and the presence of God. One day, the love of God will be all in all. And you and me and the whole world, we will all live into God's rest. But in the meantime, Jesus is calling all of us right now in the midst of this world, come. Come. Come to me, no matter who you are. Come. Come to me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light, because it is the yoke and burden of self-giving love. Put my yoke upon you, says Jesus. Put my yoke upon you and learn what it means to have rest. Rest for your soul. Rest for your life. Come. Let us pray. Gracious God, you have called us to yourself. In these days, these lazy summer days, when many of us take our leave from the busyness of this world for a few days, you have called us to something even greater. You have called us to take our leave from the world and the way that the world does its business. You have called us to come and to find our rest in you. It is the rest of your self-giving love for the sake of the whole world. We ask, Lord, that you help us to be able to follow the way of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as he leads us to those places for the refreshment of our souls. Help us to live in to your coming kingdom of rest. And we ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.